In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay. Not a lot of, you know, back here meaning it's been a day.
It's been 24 hours.
So the way we're doing this is we're doing a recap for Golden Bachelor. We're also doing recaps for
Bachelor in Paradise,
whatever the fuck this thing is called.
Jared's excited for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, right. Genital musical chairs is what this show is. I'm okay with it. We just said very quickly before taping how jarring it is to go from the tone of The Golden Bachelor to the tone of Bachelor in Paradise. The way we're going to do it is we're going to do recasts for both. There'll be different episodes. I'd love to see the Venn diagram. Do you know what I mean? Of like who's watching what and who lands in the middle of the two. What do you think of that?
Because it's also odd timing because you have Golden Bachelor at 8 and then you have Bachelor in Paradise from 9 to 11.
It's, yeah. I mean, I'm only
kind of early to tap out, right. but 11 is kind of late. Well, you know what I mean? It's a weird in between.
You're totally right, because we did say, if you listen to the Golden Bachelor recap, we wanted like 20 minutes more, but we didn't want an hour more. And it's like, I do think people are going to, it's going to be a good lead into Bachelor in Paradise. But I also don't think anyone who's just like, let me see the Golden Bachelor is going to go, oh, let me meet these new people. Like, they all look not redeemable. They actually, not redeem, that's the bad word, but, like, they're not very likable in the first 10 minutes, comparatively. I don't know if you got that vibe.
Yeah, and it seems, obviously, Bachelor in Paradise is supposed to be cheesy. It's very, like, unserious. But at the same time, it feels like they took it a little too far with the intros, with them packing, and then... And watching all of it happen on social media too, Sean was posted his own intro thing on his Instagram, and he was like, "Can't wait for you guys to make memes about me this season." Right. And I'm like, "Okay, so you actually don't give a fuck. You're just here for the memes."
Which is fine. Yeah, I guess it's funny. I didn't know about that. What was going on social media is like, but it did. I was actually going to talk to you about this, where it's like the main theme of the first 10 minutes is all these people being like, you might remember this one thing that I did. And I'm like, I don't think of you. Like, I don't, we are Bachelor commentators. You know what I mean? And we're not like there were some people where I go, oh, I guess I remember that. I do. Like, I remembered the things they brought up, but like, it felt like they have been dining out on this one thing since they were off the show. And it's like, it's a weird thing social media does to you. And I've said this many times, mm-hmm. if not on this podcast, but on any of the 7,000 podcasts I talk shit on. I read an article once, and as most, you know, smart things start with, I read an article once. I saw on TikTok, yeah. I heard someone say in another conversation that I was listening to, 10,000 followers feels the same as 1 million followers.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Like, the likes from 10,000 followers, the attention from 10,000 followers feels like 1 million followers, and vice versa. So it is interesting to see all these people kind of like in their own silo of social media be like, of course you guys remember me from, you know, the jacket going in the pool. Of course you remember me as like, I'm Sean, the Ken doll from my season. Like, No, we don't. Like it's like almost like when someone's too familiar with you. Like I wanted the, you know, that's why I was like, I don't think anyone from the Golden Bachelor is going to be like, oh, let me see who these people are. They're going to go, oh, I don't know who they are. And they act like I should know who they are.
I know there were so many people and I feel in the past couple seasons, I felt very overwhelmed with the amount of people, I think.
Yeah.
Like before, I had no problem remembering who these people were or memorizing their names. But the past couple seasons, it feels like there's so many. There's so right. many people to remember. Like I'm getting everybody's seasons mixed up and I'm not usually like that. I know what season you're on, but I'm like, man, I don't remember if they were on Clayton's season or if they were on Zach's season or if they were on, I don't remember.
So
I can't.
The way I agree with you because it's funny. I was watching, so I did shows in Providence. Ashley, I, and Jared, who, if anyone, I don't know if we have this on any video source, but Kay just eye rolled like a cat clock.
The never ending, they just never leave.
I reached out to them and they came to the show and they couldn't have been nicer. And so like, and we've talked a lot of shit about Ashley and Jared. And I reached out to them because I went on Ashley's podcast to promote the special. And she was incredibly nice. And the two co-hosts, her sister and Naz, I think her name is.
Yeah, Naz Perez.
Incredibly nice. Couldn't have been more fun. Like them all now on a, you know, after, you know, as most of these people, once you meet them, it changes things. But I've now like followed her on social media. And she was at the wedding of
Dean and Kaylin.
Dean and Kaylin. And it was funny to watch them all at the wedding and they're, you know, who was there and Ben Higgins was there, I think, and they're dancing and they're all dressed. And it was like, that was like the original Saved by the Bell class. And I felt like a little bit like this was meet the new class, like Saved by the Bell, the new class. It felt like the college years, you know, like it, even Wells.
The reboot,
right? This feels very reboot-y. And
I don't know why. That is an exact representation of what I'm feeling. This is, that is spot on. Because those were like the golden years. Like the real original cast, the original Broadway recording, whatever you want to call it. Like this is... That age group of Dean and Kaylin and Ashley and Jared and Ben, like that was the original. And don't get me wrong, like Ashley, I was on her podcast before and she actually came on The Bachelor as well. And she's very cool. Very cool. It's one of those things again where it's like they keep coming back into the world. Well, it's like, just let go.
She's a hustler. You know, like I that is the one thing like she knows, like, you know, hustle is kind of like unbearable to watch, you know, like when you know it's a hustle. So when she came, when her and Jared came and did a three episode arc last season where they're the old mom and dad getting a weekend away from the kids, it was annoying. And I've told them as much, but it, you know, as people, they're, you know, nice people and they couldn't have been, you know, but I they're like a great hang. But I would say when I was what you're saying about like this season and kind of too many people, it's like I have no problem remembering every woman that was on The Golden Bachelor right now. Like I'm like thinking of like, you know, like I give, you know what I mean? Like I as opposed to like, who's this? Who's on the, and just the way, again, the beginning intros, I think I'm with you where I was like, act like I don't know you. You know, hey, and a few people did, but like a few people were more likable than others. And we'll get into that. But I did. And again, I have to say, in addition, towards the end, I was like, OK, I'm back in the towards the end of this episode. I was like kind of back into the, you know, what the mess is and what the fun of this show is.
Yeah.
But it took me a minute.
It does take a second for your eyes to adjust because you go from The Bachelor, which. They try to make it pretty serious, like, you're here for love, we're here doing this and that. And then you have Paradise, where they're, like, doing these iPhone-recorded intros and giving their, like, quote-unquote famous one-liners, like, I'm the girl who said strap 'em up or
You might remember me. Yeah, strap up your boots. I was like, that was such a small thing. Like,
never heard of
that. Not everything is Hannah Brown moving the podium. Not everything. We have to, like, we there's Hannah Brown moving the podium, and then we go down the ladder from there. Like, we can't.
Yeah.
Every moment is not the moment. And I think when you explain things like they're Hannah Brown moving the podium, it kind of makes me like go, you really think you're famous? You think you're like a thing? I don't know.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights out on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with this exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It is targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. It is amazing. I've been wearing it for years now. It fits me so well, and I'm not kidding you. When they say it doesn't roll down, it does not roll down, and it hugs you in all the right places. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, and for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
Let's get into it. Are you ready?
I'm ready. All right. So we are back in paradise, a.k.a. the island of himbos. Brayden continues to live in the mind of these men rent-free, and everyone wants to date Kylie. And there are a few people that I don't remember, honestly, at all. And I hope they're paying Wells a lot of money to listen to these people. So let's do it.
Right. I man.
Wells, just Wells. Like married to his rich Sarah Hyland and... Yeah. Back on the beach again.
I don't know why. Yeah, I guess this is a good thing. You know, if I'm Wells, this is I you get to say you have a job. You're not like living off the Sarah Hyland teat.
Good for you.
I mean, I don't know what Wells did and what life of his, like what other life, but he is living a heavenly, like he doesn't even have to carry this show. He pops in. He seems like the nicest person in the world. He says he talks to a bunch of drunk people, and they're like, "You get me, Wells." And you're like, "Man, like, you are great, man. Good for you." I don't know what he did. I don't know what witch's, you know, vagina he sucked on to make.
Excuse me.
I don't know I don't know. He got three wishes. And
and this was one of them. I mean, he literally did what essentially all Bachelor rejected contestants want to do.
Right.
Marry or get in, be in a relationship with an actual celebrity.
In Hollywood, yeah.
And like right off into the sunset. I mean, when I saw Tyler Cameron dating Gigi Hadid, I go, this is his moment.
Tyler
I was like, wow.
I've thought a lot about Tyler recently. He's on.
Same.
He's on every night.
Who amongst us is
you
not.
Look at you and I are looking at the same moon, thinking of the same man. He's on Special Command or
Special Forces.
Special
which
Forces.
I keep getting DMs and everybody's like, you guys have to watch this. I'm like, there's one Bachelor contestant I absolutely cannot.
Well, Tom Sandoval's on it. So like a lot of people are like happy to see him like get yelled at, I guess. It kind of like, you know, gets a bunch of women wet to see, you know, him just screamed at. If I'm him, I'm becoming the Bachelor this upcoming year. I call them and I go, write the check. Like, if I'm going to, like, cash it, like, I think he could get a check for, like, $5 million. Like,
yeah.
Right?
I mean,
don't you think?
They have the budget. We heard on this, like, again, they played, what song was it? It was the Flashdance song
right.
or something.
Oh, What a Feeling or something.
Yeah. I mean, we have budget.
I think about him like just he should be naming his number. You go do one season, you play it totally safe. You be nice to everyone. I don't know why he doesn't do it.
Well, I saw a clip of Nick Viall's podcast. So he was on Nick Viall's podcast, and they did like a video clip because I'm not listening to an entire episode of Nick Viall's podcast. He was talking about how he was asked to be the Bachelor, but they weren't offering him. He was like, they offered me stuff, but it wasn't enough. Like, it just, there were things that he wanted to switch around and there was no like budging or whatever. And he was like, it just wasn't enough of what I needed.
The dollar amount goes up for him every day, I think.
And
And I think when they catch a whiff of how much people like the Golden Bachelor, they're going to go, oh, we got to keep this thing rolling. But
I mean, the viewership that you would get from a Tyler Cameron season, the applications, but, I mean, this would literally boost. I mean, everything would just go up. Everything, all of it.
But you know, as we talked about, like there's a little bit, there's a graph, there's a mathematical equation of like when it's at its apex that he can ask for the most money. And I do think it's like this year. I think like it has to be a desperate Bachelor franchise combined with him being a popular in the know guy. And, you know, that everything has its shelf life, you know. So,
yeah,
I we're off topic. But what did you call tonight's episode of the Bachelor
in Paradise? I said Island of the Unserious. It just, something about this season already feels like none of these people are actually here to meet someone.
I have some theories on that. It also, you know, rings very young, I think also.
Yeah. How Kylie's acting. I don't know. It feels very immature.
Well,
like none of these people should be getting together.
On that subject, I named it, Will You Accept These Toes?
Honestly, chef's kiss.
Thank you. I was pretty proud of myself.
That's a good one. That is a really good one.
Will you accept these toes? And the toe talk, we'll get into it, is just, whew. I mean, I if you are a foot person, because I'm not here to kink shame at all or, you know, whatever someone's into, go for it. But tonight was your night, feet people. Like if you're like a foot person, like if there's like a forum for foot men, which I'm sure there's many.
Yeah.
They are talking about tonight's episode.
At any point in time, I'm like, should I get on the Foot app where I just like post my feet for money? I don't care.
I've met one dude who admitted to me he was like a big foot guy. And it's like, he's like, that's it. Like, and admitted like in a way where he wasn't embarrassed. You know, he was just like, yeah, that's yeah. Like my thing. You go, I'm like, cheers to you, man. Yeah, but like they're paying top dollar, it seems.
I wonder if there's an app for chins. Maybe I can put my new chin.
For those that may have not listened to the Golden Bachelor recap, Kay is sporting a new chin. Beautiful chin, looks great. 2 days into the Botox, it's crushing.
We're tight.
We're tight. Okay, so we do the intros, and you know, again, very jarring to go from the Golden Bachelor to this. I think they think it's going to be fun. Like, oh, come on, we'll go hang with the kids after. They're making fun of themselves. I don't think it's going to go that way. I think people are going to go, no. I'm not really into these people. Rachel is back.
Yeah, I was about to say, what do you think of Rachel being on the beach?
I don't mind, you know, I guess when you're the second bachelorette to go back to go to paradise, it's not as big a like story. Also, when you're the second bachelorette who was the co-bachelorette of their season, it's an even smaller story. And then, you know, Rachel has lost all credibility with me, you know, personally. Like, she, every time she's been on a show of the, like, one of these shows, she somehow steps on the face of someone to prop herself up.
Yeah.
So she, you know, again, and at the time, the whole mess with Clayton was like, you know, yeah. Clayton being with her and Gabby and then trying to get with Susie was the story. We were all like team the women and thought Clayton
was
an idiot.
Yeah, we were on the women's side. We shamed Clayton to the fucking grave.
Right, to the end of the earth, we shamed Clayton. And then she comes back and she's the co-bachelorette and she kind of shames Zach Shallcross.
Yeah.
Who, over the course of time, has been proven to be like a kind of a nice guy and really not like a harmless guy. So you're like, what happened in that fantasy suite? What does Zach know? What does she know? And then she came back on Bachelor in Paradise last season as like, you know, like a cameo. And she like kind of tried
shit
to ruin
everybody.
Yeah, she ruined this other guy. So it's like, I don't know when. I don't know. It seems that she just wants to be on TV and doesn't really, you know, like, and will do anything to like, so I don't know. I'm not really a Rachel.
She's waiting for her like big moment where like everybody's talking about her and this and that. It's like, well, we got that
right
with Tino. Unfortunately, it was not a great moment.
Right.
For
I forgot
her.
About the Tino thing too.
The whole Tino thing was like, that was, we still haven't heard from Tino. He's been living off the grid, apparently, right. Or maybe like I have not heard a peep about Tino.
I guess the reminder on Tino is that he cheated on her between proposing to her and then the show.
Yeah, and the like when it act or before the fight or after the final rose,
right?
There was like cheating happening during the time where they weren't allowed to like see each other.
Right,
and it was airing,
and he just looked a mess. Like, remember he was like sweaty, like
it was weird.
It was a little bizarre. So it was like, why, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, Rachel, all, you know, like, again, in that scenario, I guess he cheated, fine. But then you go, you know, Rachel always seems to be, you know, it's like when someone's like, I got a million bad date stories. It's like, well, you're on every bad date.
Right. Like, and also, like, not every breakup story turns into an Ariana Tom Sandoval story. Like,
right.
That is the idea. That is the ideal, is to be an Ariana. Obviously, have your breakup. That sucks. But like having Dancing with the Stars, she's on like an Olympics commercial. She's right. Doing all these, making millions of dollars off of this breakup.
Right.
And Rachel just didn't get that.
It seems like Rachel was like looking for that. It does seem like she's always. So what did you think of Rachel being back? Any other thoughts?
I don't know. I'm interested to see who clings on to her, because, you know, we get Sean a little bit later saying he's interested in her, and I just can't see him being interested in anyone.
Right.
But I think he likes the fact that she was a bachelorette. I think he's just trying to cling to whoever's the most famous.
Yeah, he's like follower grabbing. So then we had Kylie. So now I think I have some theories as to why you felt this was very young. Kylie comes on the show and she was sent home via Zoom. She does the thing. You might remember me. I was sent home via Zoom. It was embarrassing for me. The idea that was embarrassing for her, like, get over it. Like, I have no... It was funny. It looked funny. But I don't think anyone was like, look at that fucking loser. Like, everyone was like,
No, nobody was thinking that.
It looks like, you know, Spy Kids. Right. We were just like, the look of it was funny, but it was COVID times. You had a guy with COVID. He says, I got to get, you know, we got to have the show move on.
We were all getting fired via Zoom during COVID. Like, right. That's just what it was. It's just what it was.
What do you think? This is more important than the people at IBM that got fired over Zoom or wherever? You know, I don't know if it was IBM, but like, it's just like, and so when Kylie then tells us that she really wants Avon from whose season?
It was Rachel. Rachel.
Rachel.
Rachel and Gabby's season.
She's looking forward to Avon coming because he's liked a bunch of her Instagram photos. And literally comes up to Jesse Palmer and says, and they've never spoken other than one fire emoji sent in response to her stories that she was specifically posting for him. Okay, fine. There's a lot of women being like relatable, I'm sure. Fine.
Oh, yeah.
No shame in that. But then she says, I could see myself saying yes to him after getting on a knee. She says this.
I want to be the level of DeLulu that Kylie is.
That's where, yeah, she is DeLulu. This is like the immaturity is high on this one. I mean,
he's liked a bunch of my pictures, blah, blah, and then, blah. Love that.
He liked a bunch of my pictures, and then they go to the pictures. The pictures are like,
yeah,
they are literally Maxim magazine level pictures. Like,
right.
Like it's not like he liked her like graduating from college picture. It's like her on her knees, a hand in her hair. Like I saw these pictures. I was like, get me to Kylie's Instagram immediately. Like, but like I was like a king, a fat king in his chair. Bring me Kylie's Instagram. You know, like she's gorgeous. She's also like, you know, she's got curves. She's like she is Instagram. Like it to me, the big lesson of this episode was the power of distraction that a woman on Instagram can kind of throw at a man, because every man mentioned Kylie.
Kylie, all of them. They, right? And I don't think she's even met half of them, but I think she found out that they were going on Paradise, and so she's like, they're friending each other. That's what they do, is they all kind of infiltrate each other's lives before Paradise starts, so there's all these storylines. So this is her thing. It's like, she's on Instagram posting whatever, which, love that. I mean, her pictures were hot.
Unreal. But like,
unreal.
She's posting in a way that like, it just shows, it's like, listen, I am saying this because I am the stupid man. You know, I am the dummy. I am Kylie's Instagram hot. I must approach. You know, like, so they're all very cavemanish in that sense, because the fact that she had like, again, like what you just said, they're all friending each other, but why are they all mentioning Kylie? You know,
they're all mentioning right? She is the one to get at this point, and she is I don't know, she's really nailing the game, like nailed the before Paradise. Let's make sure all the guys are looking out for me so I have options.
Right. I mean, this should be a lesson. She's the, you know, the
textbook,
right?
To
like, everyone needs to like if you want to really make sure you stay on this show, it's not what you do on the show. It's what you've done to set yourself up to go on.
Yes, absolutely.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
So then Braden shows up again. This was taped mid airing of his season. So he's
Yeah, they were airing charity season and they had already started taping this.
What did you think of Braden's entrance onto the show?
I mean, like, I love that he is fully adapted into this. He even called it kooky. He was like, I love dressing kooky. And I'm like...
He's great.
Okay.
He's so
like,
great.
I mean, Jesse goes, I knew you'd show up in some sort of fucking like costume. But you know what? At this point, like if you're going to do it, he's committed to it. It very much feels like him. And I think Braden truly is going to thrive on this beach. I think this is where he is going to live his full truth, best life. This he's meant for the beach. He's not meant for the one woman show. He needs all of it.
I totally agree. Braden gonna Braden, and he Bradened hard on this episode. You need to be blissfully naive as well as honest.
Yeah.
And he is really good at both of those. He is his honest self while also doesn't get too deep in the weeds. And it's, yeah, it's very apparent he's going to be great at this show. He's going to float through it. He'll go from makeout to makeout. We already see him make out with Kat. It is, I'm Braden again, like the backdrop of Braden against the other people where they did like their getting ready to go pieces. Like he was the more honest, believable character.
Yeah. I was really turned off by Braden during charity season, but I think this is where we're going to really like him because a lot of this is going to feel fake and like disingenuous. But I think with him, we're going to get the goods.
Right. And so we have so other people to show up at the beach are like Sean and Aaron B, who I didn't realize how much they didn't like Braden.
Me either.
Right. So
like
Sean
I know they didn't like him. Like we saw them on after the fine or Mentel All and they clearly had some words with him, but we haven't squashed that yet.
Right. And I guess this aired in between.
This aired okay. Right. Yeah, I just thought about that.
Or this taped, you know, before that it aired. I or whatever. But I don't know. It was just weird to me that they were like, we don't like that guy. And then Braden comes down to the beach, doesn't even say hello. Like, he goes straight to his own...
chicks.
Yeah, to the chicks. He's like, yeah. And so, yeah, I don't know. Like, of the other people that came down, like, Mercedes comes down, says she wants someone manly. Sean is here saying the word vibe over and over again. There's Will, who I totally forgot about. The jacket getting thrown in the pool and how much that was like a big thing, but you can also tell Will doesn't want anything to do. Right, and he wants us to forget about it as well. Like he really didn't like that was a storyline for him. It almost is like remember that they had to say to him, "So what about the jacket?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm the jacket guy." They even put in the thing they go they put former jacket guy.
Lost jacket in pool. Right.
So, I mean, otherwise, as far as entrances, was there any other, you know, memorable ones for you? Did you have anyone else?
I mean,
else
not really. Like, a lot of the girls that came in were, I didn't remember a lot of them. Olivia, I did not remember Olivia at all. She played a big part in this episode, but I do not remember her.
I don't remember her either. I remember her being young, and then she's still very young.
Yeah.
But it feels like it was like 8 years ago that she was on the show. Brooklyn, I like Brooklyn and Kat. I like them as like the fun kind of like mean girls off in the corner. Or no, Brooklyn and Kat.
Yeah, Brooklyn and Kat. Like the
not rare, the other,
like C-A-T, not right. Catherine.
Catherine, Brooklyn did a dead on Catherine impression, which was
it
like
was so good.
Because when she was doing it, I was like, okay, Brooklyn, like you're being mean and I don't find this funny. And then they cut to Catherine and she's doing what it seems like Catherine's just high maintenance and like Brooklyn's like dead on.
It was really, really funny. I am excited because it feels like Brooklyn is also going to be our narrator for the season.
Right.
Like she, like I love that you kind of call out these narrators each season because it's so true. Mm-hmm. You have these people who kind of just guide us through the beach, and I think that's what Brooklyn's going to be. I don't see Brooklyn finding anyone here on the beach. It doesn't stick out to me, but I do think she's going to be a good person to have around. She's going to be this girl's girl being like, you got this, babe. Like,
right.
Fuck those guys, or like, right. You should call him, you know?
Right. I mean, they brought in, so there's Brooklyn, Kat the kitten, which I like, you know, she does the facial expressions.
Yeah.
Catherine, high maintenance Catherine. Jess, Sparkles Jess.
Yes.
Is on this show. I don't know what deal with a producer she made, because to me, Sparkles Jess, like when she was like, you might remember me for the Sparkles, I'm like, no, I remember you for being kind of boring. Like that's
boring.
Like, right.
And I think she was one of the youngest on the season of mm-hmm. Zach's season. She was one of the youngest. And yeah, she was boring. There was nothing. They had no conversation at all.
When they showed her like doing a hula dance, it reminded me of like a boring contestant on like MTV's Next. Like, I like to hula, you know, like
what?
Right. I was like, okay, cool.
So Sam Jeffries, she came down. She was the redhead who came down, and she was on Clayton season, but for literally 30 seconds. She was in the bathtub.
Yes.
And that was it.
And she opted out of the show. And then literally Jesse's like, don't opt out. And then she walks 5 steps down the stairs and she's like, I have a rash. I'm getting nervous. I might have to go, you know, and you're like, what is going on with you?
It's very strange. I remember because I ended up meeting up with her in Cincinnati. Like during, I think it was during the holidays maybe or something. And we met up and she was telling me about it. She was like, yeah, I sent myself home.
Why?
She just felt very trapped. And she also wasn't able to like get out of her swimsuit or anything. She was like, I was freezing and I'm still in this bathing suit because I came in a bathtub. And so like, what am I supposed to do? Well, just like,
yeah.
It's like maybe get her a robe. I don't know. But she was like, it just didn't feel like something I should be doing. So I sent myself home. And then when I saw her on this, I was like, is she going to stay? Like, this is
right.
This is even more
honestly,
intense
like,
situation, I think.
If your reason for sending yourself home is like, I'm in this bathtub that I put myself into to be on this show to like make a name for myself, I can't really blame the show. I have to like look at you a little bit, you know?
I'm interested to see what ends up happening with her, but we get like a preview that they put in that she like hasn't shit for like 9 days or something.
So she gets nervous on these things. I mean, like that's,
yeah,
I mean,
this
there are
be,
people that don't shit on vacation. This happens. Are you one of those people?
I get a travel tummy and I like,
yeah.
I cannot poop in any other bathroom than my own.
I think, is it a female thing? I've like dated women who have this.
I don't know what it is, but like the thought of anybody being around is crazy. Like I don't even have to go. Like I won't even feel like I have to go.
Oh, I can shit anywhere. I'll go.
That's a talent. That is a gift.
It could be a hole in the ground. They'd be like, that's what we got. I'd be like, all right. You got a newspaper? Yeah, like I'd be on that thing for 2 days. I don't know. I
could be in a 5-star hotel room.
Can't
but if
do
I
it.
Have a roommate in there? No.
Wow.
No.
This is the learning episode of the Bachelor podcast. So now we get to, like, everyone's on the island or on the beach. Jesse comes down, introduces himself. Before Jesse comes down, though, like, they're getting into it. Like, things are happening. So Will goes off, Will, the jacket guy, goes off with Olivia, and they do seem like they're having a fun, bantery conversation that somehow becomes all about suck on her toes.
I know, and that to me, that's one of the first signs of, like, okay, they don't actually care. Like, if you're talking about sex or sexual things, like, right off the bat, to me, that feels like...
I guess it's
you're just
flirty.
Like, fucking around. Yeah, I guess it is flirty, but, like, you don't know this person. And also, right. You know, I don't know.
And you're on camera. I have to assume one of them likes feet, which is fine, but, like...
That comes
up as a joke that's not a joke. Like, I have to assume, and, like, she's like, we'll wash them off. And then it keeps coming up. Like, when the joke happens once, you move on from it. And, like, oh, we have this fun banter. When it keeps coming up and it's, like, the all we've talked about, you go, okay, someone wants their feet licked. Like, someone.
Yeah. And if you're on this beach, like, you're in a situation where you're barefoot all the time, like, on sand.
Listen, if you're into, like, something, I hear you, but, like, if you're into something, you don't care where those feet have been. You know, like, you are right. Like...
Which, we love that for you. Yeah. So one of them does it, and then they end up kissing.
So then they make out. They have a little, with their foot breath. No, but they didn't suck on a toe. No toes were sucked.
No toe sucking. But it does feel like, you know, when you initiate the first kiss, it feels very much like Love Island. Like, they're very, especially UK, they are very particular about when they kiss someone. They're not, like, going around kissing everybody, because you kind of, they call it, like, closing off. Like, you kind of sex yourself off and be like, okay, this is the person that I'm with. Once you kiss someone, and... That's why it ends up starting this drama.
See,
with
that's
Kylie.
Why, that's the thing where I'm like, I understand that might happen for one person, but I don't think that has to be the case for both people. Like, two people can be in two different places in a relationship. That can be true. Honestly, it usually is true. One person's like, I'm into you, as another person's like, I'm into you, but I'm also here to, like, do the beach, you know, like. So when Kylie gets the date card and it becomes, I could not, again, Golden Bachelor moved so quick. There was no dead air.
Right.
The amount of time it took Kylie to choose Will to go on this date with, after saying she wasn't going to choose Will because he had a connection with Olivia, was insanity to me. Like, it was just crazy that this became, who will she choose? Commercial break. Who's she going to choose? Is she going to choose... I hit the 10-second button, like, 30 times.
I know. I'm like, just make... And also how she was acting really bothered me. I mentioned this earlier. It felt really immature. Like, oh, my God. Like, I have to do this?
Right.
Who am I going to pick? Like, girl, you're on a dating show. You knew that you were here to date people. Like, if you don't want to take him out on the date, then don't. Like, who cares?
There's nothing more annoying than an alpha victim. You have all the power. You have the date card. You have the ability to invite anyone you want, to get to know them more. This isn't your plight, you know, in life. This isn't your cross to bear. Like, yeah, the hemming and hawing was really annoying.
And also, we know that from the beginning that she is here for Avon.
Right, that she's gonna say yes to marry him because he sent a fire emoji. Yeah,
this is a placeholder.
Right.
This is a complete placeholder. So, like, there are no stakes in this. Go with the guy you like the best. But I think I honestly think she chose Will because of the drama with it. I don't think she actually wanted to go out with Will.
See, that's interesting. And you're convincing me, because I'm more towards your side. I actually, like, it is interesting you say that, because I, in my mind, I was like, take who you want. It's who you like, whatever.
Every guy on the beach likes her.
But there is a point where you go, right. And every guy wants you, right.
Every guy wanted her. And right. She's like, I don't know.
Right. And the fact that she had to go for the one guy that's already made out. Like, no one had made out at this point. And then she takes the one guy that has made out. It does feel very targeted. You know, and now that I'm thinking about it through your lens, I think you're right. Because I didn't think, so they go, I guess we'll go through the date. They go on the date.
Yeah.
It is the funniest thing. I laughed because they go to this like dinner date and it's supposed to be this very like visually enchanting table in the middle of the water. So to get to the table in the middle of the water, they have to like pull up their pants and like walk through it? Is that?
Yeah. So yeah, they have it was to, like, there must be like a little path or something that gets you to it. So it's like, it must be like leveled up, like right. Sitting up on something, and then there's deeper.
Because he goes to push in her chair and he falls in the water. Like, it is. I laughed because he's already has this like thing he's embarrassed about with the jacket in the pool. He actually showed vulnerability about the jacket. Right. He actually showed in the beginning of this, like, when everyone else was like, I'm the shoelace bitch, and you might remember me from being Ken and Barbie. Like, he's like, yeah, there's the jacket thing. Like, he doesn't even want to get into it.
I'm dying.
And then he falls in the pool. So you're like, this guy who's already a little embarrassed and doesn't want to, like, become a meme has just become a meme. Like, and then he has to sit at the dinner. And she's like, it looks
soaking
tie-dyed. He's soaked. He had to sit there fully soaked.
The first thing I thought of when he fell in the water, first I was like, oh my God, I'm going to faint. I was like hyperventilating.
Right.
And the first thing I thought of was like your comedy shows, when you ask for, you're like, what's like, give me an ick. I would be like, Will falling in the pool. Like, right. Did you see that episode? Like, it's just that, like, so hyper specific.
Right. Like if Kylie still wanted to fuck him after falling in the pool, which I can't believe, she must really be attracted to him, because like, then sitting at dinner the whole time as if it never happened. Like, it's no. So, you know what it reminded me of? Michael Scott falling in the koi pond. When he got pushed in by Jim, you know, like that.
She was so gracious about it, because I would have literally been looking at him like,
I mean,
like disgusted the whole time. Like, how did you possibly manage to do that?
That was why it was so funny. Like, you're like on this sexy romantic date. They have fire, you know, twirlers, and it's going to be this big moment. And like, you are.
Drenched,
just so, and you're like on the date with the girl you didn't make out with yet. Yeah, it's just so funny.
They didn't hand him a towel.
Nothing.
They said you
nothing.
got
good
out
luck.
Like 20 pounds heavier in water and sat down, squished down into his seat. Like,
it is a genuinely embarrassing scene for him, and I was laughing so hard when he fell in, and they replay it. And he takes it in stride. Like, you know, like I actually like Will. Like, I think he's like a likable guy on this show, this whole episode.
Yeah.
And he's just, there's no win here.
No, I'd be like, you know what, guys? That was my sign. I got to go.
I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to
call it.
Have a fun season. Call in, the luggage guy. I'm going to get out of here. Yeah. At that point, I don't need to fuck. I'll go masturbate in the room. I'm good. Yeah.
Where I'm dry.
Right. So they come back from the date. I guess they make out, right? Or they had a good time? Or
I don't even remember if they could. I think I was still like on the pool. Right. I truly do not remember if they.
I have no idea.
If they made out or whatever. But I was stuck. I was stuck on, like, I can't even. I couldn't get past it.
I couldn't either. It was so funny. And it, like, again, he's the best person for it to happen to. The fact that he just sat in the chair like it was a normal date after that. Like there's a way to play it where you're just like, come in with me. We'll both swim in the water. No. He sat.
No, he sat.
So tell me about your family. And he's soaking wet.
As like water's just dripping, right. You can hear it like dripping into the pond.
So he gets back, and now it becomes the love triangle. We'll get into it. Olivia, to me, Olivia didn't really have a leg to stand on. Like she, you know, but I do understand if the way you put it, I would be annoyed if I was Olivia. I was like, oh, you know, so the one person that's made a connection, you're going to like kind of torpedo it to get attention. Like, yeah. I'd be like, what the fuck?
It seemed like that. And I understand Olivia's point of view because, yeah, you make out with somebody and then all of a sudden they're going out on a date. But the whole make out, you have to be more selective about these things. You can't just...
Well, if the makeout is, again, to go back to what you said, like when you're talking about feet and you're talking about like sucking on toes and then you make out and then you pull them aside and then they pull you aside and be like, hey, I'm sorry that you felt badly. And then you talk like you guys were engaged to be engaged. Like,
right.
You sound off. And she's like doing this like tough talk thing that
I'm
really.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine. I said I'm fine.
Right. And then she does this like. You know, when she's talking to the camera off, you know, she's like, you know, being like Tommy Toughnuts. Like, it just didn't. And you're like, Olivia, I mean, if Olivia was just like, listen, this sucks. Like, I made a connection with someone and this woman just came in. I don't know. I guess to me, her problem is more with, you know, I'm not trying to stir up woman-on-woman drama.
Again, Kylie could have chosen anyone.
Right. And her argument with Will was like fraudulent to me. Like,
I agree.
Will was right. He was like, yeah, listen, we're here to like meet people and we made out. And then for her, and he goes, if you felt that way, I apologize. Like, I thought he was very nice. And then, you know, he probably let the conversation go too long, but like it wasn't.
He let that conversation go way too long, and he could have said something to her before. I think that's what she wanted was for him to, like, because he was like, I just wanted to chat with you now before this gets awkward or whatever he said. And she goes, now you want to talk to me.
Right.
He could have said something before he went on a date, like, hey, I just want to, like, try this. Like, I'm getting to know people, whatever.
In my mind, she was going to give him the same shit no matter what. Like I didn't really see before or after her be, oh, thank you for coming to me. Like, no.
Yeah, no, you're probably,
you know,
right.
When you say that, like, your foot sucking conversation means that you guys are, you know, like he gave you his
exclusive
fraternity pin, you know, like that's a little off. So the other couples is so far was Kat and Brayden. They have a nice moment, but you can tell They do feel like opposites attract. You can tell Kat is high maintenance. Like, her favorite color is beige. Like, yeah. Like, so you just like interior decorating for, like, a boring home. Like,
I literally had to think of, like, all the things that were beige. I'm like, wow, that sucks. That's so boring.
Right. And you... she also...
That's the most boring color you could actually choose.
Right. She likes earth tones. You know, like, it's like, no, you... You're just like, it just, she was this way on Zach's season as well.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I trust Brooklyn in this sense where it's like, Brooklyn's like, yeah, that girl's, everything bothers her. Like, she's annoyed at everything. And I'd be like, can you think of someone that would be more annoying to be at a beach where there's bunk beds with?
Right. I mean, she was already complaining about the sand. She was like, I hate sand. I hate being covered in it. It's like, whoa, you're going to have really tough... go on Paradise because you're in it. Oh, right. It's probably in your beds. It's probably, I hate it too. This is why I can't go to Paradise.
Right. Sean and Rachel, it just felt like two people making a deal. Like, it just felt, it didn't feel very, like, and Rachel just feels like calculated on every turn. She even has like a moment where she says like, you know, this is different for me. I've had to like fight my way. You know, like she made like a small comment about on The Bachelor, she's never really had this or that, and it's like, I'm gonna have to find a new strategy. Like, it just felt very that. I mean, she didn't say that exactly, but it did feel like that. And you're like, okay, Sean's an easy idiot to like wrap around your finger so you get the rose and move on.
Sean and Jess, though, I feel like could be a correct match.
Yeah, I Jess just, I don't know. Every time she's on, I'm like, gonna like take a nap. I don't know.
Night, night.
Lots of kissing going on. I mean, how we forgot to mention Blake
Moynes.
Blake Moynes, who has been a very supportive Instagram follower of mine.
Yeah.
And I've been following since he was on Katie's season. Blake came down, got a lot of like attention.
I mean, he looked
He good. Was bringing it. Yeah, he really went. How do you travel the world doing conservationist work and also find a squat rack? Like, I don't know how you get to lift the weights he's lifting.
He is looking beefy because you're also filled out. You're at this beach with a bunch of like, I mean, the guys all are in shape, but they're all kind of skinny. They're all right. Like,
it's him
very
and Aaron
skinny
S.
dudes
that really have that are, you know, at Thickville Station.
Yeah. And then you have Blake who walks down, who is like already tanned. He's 6 months tanned. He's done the summer and his shirt's open and he looks beefy. And I'm like, ooh,
right.
Like, I wasn't ever attracted to Blake until truly when I saw him walk down, I was like, okay.
He came
so Blake
prepared.
Looks good.
He did his homework.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But something about Blake really puts me off because I forgot how many seasons he had been on. He was on Claire's. He was on Tayshia's. He was on Katie's.
Blake and Aaron B have this very similar performative nature to them where it's like this, aw, shucks, I guess I'm back again. You know, like it's not like you got down the wrong slide and it just popped you out here. You know, you signed up like maybe this will work this time. It's like, yeah, there's also like dating apps and meeting through friends and DMs. Like let's not act like you're actively
choosing this because you also have to think about the fact that you can't date anyone truly before this films. Otherwise, it's coming out into the public. People are going to be, especially after you've already been on the show. If you were dating a Brayden after he's been on the show and then he goes on to Paradise, the way they would be so fast to be like, I was just dating Brayden. I can't believe he's going on Paradise. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you have to actively choose this life.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm with you. Like, he, that aw shucks thing when you've been on it three times is like, and also like been on, like he like had major roles in Claire, like Claire's season. He like, didn't he like show up to her like place and like make a whole thing?
He did. He does. He's been a very prominent character in all of these seasons. Like was very big with Claire. Him and Tayshia had a whole moment, or he just, maybe he just, oh, and then he just shows up on Katie's season. Like,
right. And then wins
up out of nowhere. And then he gets engaged to her. Right.
Right.
So it's like, and they weren't together very long. It seemed like a very unserious relationship. It didn't feel like the engagement, like a Charity and Daughton. That engagement did not feel that at all.
It felt like they both liked sex toys. And they were like, I guess we're engaged now. Yeah. Like,
sure.
We get to the end of the episode and it finishes with Avon showing up. Avon looking good. I forgot about him. He was a nice guy on his season when he was with, he was the Gabby Rachel season. Good guy. I think Rachel like dumped him after like in hometowns or something like that.
She ended up, I think she sent him home. It was either before hometowns or I can't remember. Oh no, they went to hometowns for Avon. But and then he came back on after the final rose to ask her out on a date. Like, he just showed up because remember Tina was on stage.
Right.
And they were like, somebody's here to see you, Rachel. And everybody's like, what?
Right.
And Avon walks out on stage and was like, do you want to go out after this?
Right. Another moment that involves Rachel trying to have a moment. You know, like,
right.
But when Avon showed up, you know, so basically this sets up the idea that what's her face?
Kylie did all of this for nothing.
Kylie, yes. Kylie could have had Avon all along, and he's showing up with a date card in hand. And that's where we leave it.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's do some categories. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
IG Rising Star, who do you got?
I said Olivia. I think she's right. Going to get a lot of seeing the previews for the next episode. And she's like, karma is sweet. She was like, right. Now Avon's mine. And you know, the whole there's going to be this whole back and forth. So I think Olivia is going to get a lot of IG following for this. What about you?
I was almost, we're in similar places.
Yeah.
My IG rising star, but maybe not IG, just internet rising star is Olivia's feet. I think Olivia's feet are going to be all over every message board of the feet community. There'll be a lot of, you know, a lot of semen will be sprung after tonight's
episode. She has to start censoring her feet. No free right. feet pics.
Right. She's
so if you can't
make
no
that
posting,
money, Olivia.
No posting your feet. They can't even be seen in anything unless money is involved.
Well, she might have, you know, wasted that opportunity. They're out there now. I mean, there was like a
they are out there. I mean,
and
the
it's
beach.
Her, and it's her talking about it. Like, there, if you're like a foot guy, like you're just like if your boyfriend is like subtly distracted watching this this episode, you might have to put your foot in his
check
mouth.
Check in.
Yeah.
I know. Check in.
So, Cringe Harrison Award winner. I had everyone saying, "You might remember me." That just made me cringe every single time. Whenever they would update you on the thing that they believed they were famous for, which they were not, in fact, famous for.
I know that was really bizarre. I'm like, I just let me just like start. I'd rather start fresh.
Let's start fresh
and try
right.
to remember
totally agree.
Who you were.
Right.
Well, I said the weird packing intros. Like I thought those were so strange, but I honestly, it can't be that. It has to be Will falling into the pool. That was incredible.
Incredible. So funny.
You couldn't have planned that. Like that right. was.
And then sitting for a date, not even uh-huh. like take your shirt off. You got a good body, dude. Like just go shirtless.
Him falling in the pool is cinema.
Truly, like, truly poetic. The villain of the week. You know, I originally had Olivia, but I guess I think you've convinced me otherwise.
I said Kylie. I just think. She has all of the power, and she decided to use her power for evil, essentially. Like
for fuckery.
You could have chosen literally any other guy because they were all talking about you,
right?
And you chose the one that has already had something with somebody, just because. Like we have to be serious about this for a second, and then how she did it with the, I don't know who to pick. Like right. what do I do? Ugh. What did you?
My villain of the week is I was gonna say Olivia, but now you've changed me.
I've changed you.
The producers for not giving Will a towel.
Hello.
Give him a towel. Give him a bachelor T-shirt. Isn't there merch he could put on?
Like, that would have been so funny on screen. It's like, all right, can we get Will a shirt?
Yeah, get him a shirt.
And like,
yeah.
Doing the whole behind the scenes thing, sort of like a blooper, but incorporating it into right. the episode, which we ask for all the time. We're like, show these bloopers. Don't right. just wait till the end of the season. I would love to relive them.
Give him a T-shirt from like the lobby shop that has the food, like right. the one that says the hotel name that no one's ever bought. Like give him that. He's in the, you know, now he's in, you know, like the sponsored material. Yeah.
Here we are. You don't have to say it in the next. In the next in the moment interview, we're like, right. We are at the Marriott Inn and Suites.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. It's right there. Give it to him.
Let him wear it. That's
Rose
really
of the week. Who did you have?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't find any of these people super likable.
Right.
I'm really struggling to look at like this cast of people and be like, oh, I'm excited that they're here. Mm. I'm rooting for them. I don't feel like I'm rooting for anybody. So if I have to give my rose, honestly, I'm excited to see the Bachelor Mansion on the beach again. Like this thing is so close to being swept away by global warming. Like we don't know how long we have with
right.
this beach paradise thing. I'm happy to see it. I'm happy we're back.
I'm happy you're happy we're back. I'm happy for you, Kay.
What about you?
My rose of the week goes to the power of the fire emoji. Still, after all these years, the fire emoji response to an Instagram story is still convincing people that someone is willing to give more effort than they'll actually give. And you got to give credit to the emoji. And we know, listen, at this point, if you haven't learned that the fire emoji means nothing except I would bang you, then
yeah,
then you have not learned anything at all. So I'm going to give my rose to the fire emoji. Still,
I mean,
still it, working hard after all these years. Good for the fire emojis.
It's fail-proof.
Fail-proof. Good to know it still works. I mean, it literally made Kylie believe that she could say yes to a proposal from one fire emoji and not one word spoken between the two or even written. She believes he is willing to commit because of one fire emoji. Good for you, fire emoji.
Good for you. Good for her. I mean, again, I want to be that level of Delulu and think, you know what? This guy has ghosted me.
Right.
And yet he's watching all my stories, sends the fire emoji. I'm like, we have to go. Baby clothes shopping.
Right.
It is. I need to start picking out a stroller
right.
for the Get child we are going to have together.
Ready. I love it. Well, Kay, we did it again.
Yeah.
Another year of Bachelor in Paradise has been kicked off, and we're kind of here for it.
I know. Maybe it'll get better. Maybe it'll get better. We'll see the relationships flourish a little bit more, but for right now I'm skeptical on how. Oh, and they said somebody was getting married on the beach.
Well, I like the ending. I will say by the end when Avon showed up, I was like, okay, this is the type of drama I want.
Yeah, let's get this going. I'm yes. ready for the karma moment. All right, so we will be back again next week for another Golden Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. Until then, make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Bachelor. You can follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Free. The Bachelor podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Picot, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Picot. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.